Hi, and welcome to the Deeper Than Money podcast. I am your host, Chloe Elise. I'm a millennial money coach, speaker, dog mom, and a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am on a mission to prove to you that finances can be fun and easy. On the Deeper Than Money podcast, we will dive into all things millennial finance, debt, saving, mindset, and how to have financial freedom to enjoy life in your 20s and 30s. I want you to leave this podcast with more confidence around your moolah and the belief that your biggest financial dreams are possible for you. So, let's talk money. Hello and welcome back to the Deeper Than Money podcast. Today we are going to be talking a little bit about the mindset of getting to where you want to go and how oftentimes we can self-sabotage that. And I kind of laid out a bit of what has kind of become a standard practice for me, something that I do not only like intentionally, like I'll sit down and be like, okay, I want to walk through this practice so that I can actually write this out, but it also kind of becomes this intuitive process that I do as well, where I will notice, oh, I want this thing, and then I will kind of run through these steps to work toward it. So I'm going to walk you through this process, and I've always been a dreamer. Like, I've always really had that just natural, like, visionary process. I get ideas in my head or dreams or whatever, and then it is just something inside of me. I have to see it through, and I will do anything to take this idea that I have in my head or this just goal or dream or whatever and make it become real life. And it's truly become one of my favorite things to do. That doesn't mean it's not scary. That doesn't mean that the process isn't difficult. That doesn't mean there's barriers. That doesn't mean I never self-sabotage. But I really do love doing it. And again, this is always something, I've always been a bit of a dreamer, but these were the big roadblocks for a long time for me of getting from that spot of having an idea or having a dream or having a goal and then actually going and achieving it. Like, this process really allowed me to actually start doing that instead of just being like, I have this idea, and then 6 months later, I have this idea, and then 6 months later, I really want this. So let's walk through this process. So I basically have this 9-step process that I talk myself through. Sometimes I more formally walk through. And this is, again, kind of, you know, my framework around this. So first thing, number one we're going to do is I want you to dream about where you want to be or what you want to work toward. And it might feel silly, and if you're stuck with this of like, I don't know what I want, right? A couple prompts would be, one, if I could snap my fingers and grant you a couple wishes, what would they be, right? Just don't even think about it. Just start, what are the first couple things that come to your mind? Another thing is, as you are scrolling on social media or talking with your friends or watching a show, what are areas where jealousy is popping up for you? Now, I've talked about jealousy a lot. I have pretty much a whole chapter on it in my book where I talk about the power, how powerful jealousy is and how to use jealousy for good. If you haven't checked out my book, we can link that below. But jealousy is really powerful, and it can really be used for good. And especially, you know, it's kind of funny because as a society, like from a really early age, women especially are simultaneously kind of pitted against each other and thrown into competition with one another, while at the same time being fed this narrative that jealousy is really bad. Like, don't be jealous. Like, that's embarrassing. Don't be jealous. Like, that's, you know, such a negative quality. And the funny thing is, both of those things couldn't be further from the truth. We don't have to be in competition with one another, especially as women. And also, having jealousy and experiencing feelings of jealousy are such natural human emotions. And it's not jealousy that's the problem. A lot of times, it's what comes after having those feelings of jealousy. It's, I feel jealous of this person, and so I am going to be mean to them to make myself feel better, or I'm going to make judgments about them, or I am going to somehow invalidate what she's doing, or I'm going to discredit what she's doing. And we see this happen all the time of like, oh, that woman, you know, she slept her way to the top, or, oh, I wonder who she had to flirt with to get that job, or, oh, well, I bet her parents bought her that. I bet her dad bought her that. I see that one all the time. So we see it all the time, right? So, and those mean comments or judgments or whatever, like, yeah, that is a problem. That it definitely is something to address. But that isn't jealousy. That is acting and lashing out after feeling jealousy. Jealousy itself is actually really powerful and can be used in a really great way for you, because jealousy can provide clarity. When you're feeling jealous about something, that can alert you, hey, that's something I want. But jealousy can actually be a really powerful energy because it can provide us with clarity. If you are jealous of something, that can be this very clear message to you of like, hey, that's something I desire. You're jealous of your friend who just got in a relationship. Okay, maybe that's something you want. You want to be in a relationship, or you want that type of relationship. That's great news, because now you can write down, wow, I'm having a ton of clarity around this is something that is important to me. So maybe I want to be more actively dating. Maybe I want to, you know, go and do these things, whatever they may be. Maybe it's jealousy around someone who is taking a trip, taking a vacation or something. And maybe that's clarity of like, wow, I'm feeling really burnt out. I want to make sure I'm prioritizing relaxation or taking a vacation, taking some time off. So again, use jealousy as something that is working for you and is really powerful. And again, helps you in that step number one, which is dream about where you want to be or what you want to work toward. So I want you to either write that down, put on your notepad, say it out loud, and really just claim whatever it is. I don't care if it is increasing your savings or paying off some debt or taking a trip or buying a home or, I don't know, whatever it may be, getting a new job, whatever it is, claim that, write it down, choose that. That is step number one. Step number two, I want you to create a tangible roadmap to that destination that is enjoyable to follow. Has to be all those things. Now, you might be thinking, bitch, if I knew what the roadmap was, don't you think I would have made it by now? Sure. I'm a big believer that it's like stepping stones in the fog. Okay, I just made that up. But let's say it's super foggy out and you're going to cross some sort of pond and you can only see one stepping stone. But you're like, you know what? I want to get to the other side of the pond. I am going to trust that the destination is out there. And even though I can't see those next stepping stones, once I jump onto the first stepping stone, then I'll be close enough to see the next stepping stone. And then I'll be close to see the next stepping stone. So sit down and create a roadmap. And here's the deal. If you sit down and you're like, I have no clue how to create a roadmap to get there, start somewhere. Create a roadmap, and guess what? You will update it. You will change it. It will move around a million times, but you gotta start. at the, and same thing that we're talking about, jealousy is clarity. Do you know what else is clarity? Making the wrong move. Sometimes you're like, okay, I'm going to get up here. I'm going to take that first step. And then is the next step over here? And you reach out and your toe touches water and you're like, nope, nope, nope. That's not where the next step is. Okay, let me try over here. There are going to be moves that you try to make that you realize, oh, that's not what I want. And that's powerful too. Like, let's say you get a new job and you're in this job and you're like, oh my gosh, I hate this job. This sucks. You know, this is what I'm such a failure. And it's like, no, what do you mean? You're not a failure. You just found clarity. Like, you'll never have, now that you know that that is not the path for you, now you can create a new path. Now you can go and do something else. So you don't have to have the entire path or the right path, if you will, but start coming up with a plan and then you can change it and reroute as you go. The key here though is create a tangible roadmap that's enjoyable to follow. If this is a, I don't know, health and fitness goal, and you set a goal that's like, I'm gonna, you know, work out and do all this stuff, and I'm gonna never have a sweet treat, and I am never gonna go and have fun, go to happy hour and never do this. And those are all things that you really enjoy. That doesn't sound enjoyable. That sounds really shitty to stick to. I mean, especially for me, I'm like, I love sweet treats. I fill my every single day with sweet treats. I have a morning sweet treat or a fun drink. I have an afternoon sweet treat or a fun drink. Now that's really all I can think about. And as soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to get a sweet treat. That is just something I enjoy. So I would never want to create a roadmap to a fitness goal or something that eliminated sweet treats, because that would not be fun for me to follow. And because I would not like that plan, I would have to solely rely on willpower and restriction, two things that I don't fuck with. It does not lead to sustainable results, and you end up falling off the wagon or whatnot. And so again, no, not going to do it. If it's a money goal, same thing, same principles. If it's a money goal and you're like, I want to start saving, I can no longer spend any money, I'm going to do a no spend month. Woof. That to me, a no spend month, yeet, that sounds so trash in my opinion. Again, for me, that sounds so trash. I would not want to do that. That does not sound like a plan I would want to follow. And a lot of times, you know, I always go to reference the tortoise and the hare, the rabbit and the hare. I always go to reference this and I never know which one it is. Rabbit and the tortoise. I thought it was hare though. Hare and the tortoise and the hare. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google this one of these times, but one of the something, a fast animal and a slow animal. And we're, you know, the story's like, don't be the fast animal, be the slow animal. I would argue that a lot of times the slower animal, if you will, who's not restricting, who's not giving things up, but who still has a plan, a lot of times it's not just that they end up winning the race because they're slow and steady. Sometimes just by being steady, you end up gaining speed anyway. And I truly, again, not just with my own results in any area of life, not just with finances, but with any area of life, and also with working with hundreds and hundreds of clients, creating a plan of any capacity that's sustainable matters so much more than you think, especially if it's anything with money. Money will be impacting you likely the rest of your life. And so if you keep creating plans that suck to follow, and then you're like, and I'm going to follow this the rest of my life, how boring. So yeah, we want to create something that's enjoyable to follow as well. And again, if you're like, well, yeah, but what's the roadmap? Totally depends on your goal. If your roadmap is a money getting ahead goal, again, set that goal, take that first step, whatever that may be. If you're like, I have no idea what that is, go check out our program, Wealth Accelerator, because truly we made the roadmap for you. We made the roadmap step by step by step for you, and we give you the accountability and support to actually follow through with it as well. And it's enjoyable. So you can go and check that out. But it, let's say it's a career goal or something. Again, just coming up with movement and taking a step instead of feeling stuck. Staying stuck in one place is the worst, right? It feels so overwhelming. It feels so discouraging, and it just takes the wind from your sails literally. Like you're just stuck. So move in some direction, just take a step, just go for it, and you can always recalibrate and move. Number three, get clear on what you would need to believe to get there. Now, this might seem like a weird step, but I promise it's not. I want you to start writing down, in order for whatever that goal is to become true and that to happen, what would you need to believe is possible for you to get there? If it's a career move, or it's a fitness goal, or it's a money goal, or it's a relationship goal, or whatever it is, you have to believe that is possible for you. You have to believe that is possible for you. You have to believe you're capable of that. You have to believe that's possible. You have to believe that's coming for you. You have to believe you're capable of figuring things out. You have to believe you're capable of figuring out that roadmap. You have to believe you're capable of mixing up that roadmap when you hit a dead end. You have to believe all those things. And if you don't believe all those things, as we're creating the roadmap, your brain, based on the beliefs that you are holding on to, will talk you out of it. Your brain, we've been talking a lot about this on the podcast recently, that voice of doubt that will come up, because notice how we're talking about making moves. We're talking about changing our realities to go and get what we want. Anytime we're changing our realities, your brain is going to be like, sit your ass down and quit this. Sit your ass down and quit this. You don't need to leave your comfort zone. Why would you do that? Why would you ever do that? And your brain will fill you with every single doubt to do everything it can to get you to lean in to the voice that's like, you could not do this. Why are you even trying? So it's very important to literally write down the things that you need to believe along the journey to get there. Number four, notice any stuck energy or projections. This is good. This is juicy. This is hot and spicy. So strap in and be ready to receive this information, because this can be a little, it can feel like, you know, hitting you, being like, whew, I'm feeling the convictions. We want to notice any stuck energy or projections. If your goal is to get a new job in your career, like get a promotion or something, but the people who have that promotion, you are constantly dogging on, or maybe you have a physical goal of you want to, you know, gain some muscle and you want to have more strength, but then you, anytime you see somebody who maybe has that physical goal that you want, you project onto them of like, oh, well, they must spend all their time in the gym. I would never want to do that, right? That's a coping mechanism to, again, I kind of talked about this in the beginning, invalidate where they're at to make us feel more comfortable about being where we are at. Now, as we're doing this, we are subconsciously pushing away the reality that we actually want to have, because we're creating this negative aura around it. And what's really hard and just difficult, and you know, I see this a lot with, let me take this back, or let me rewind for a second. I see this a lot with money, of people who are like, I really want to get ahead. I just want to be able to spend how I want. I want to be able to go to the happy hour. I want to be able to buy the thing without worrying about it. Like, I want to do that. And then I'll be scrolling through my page or scrolling through TikTok or something, and there's an influencer sharing what she just bought, and all the comments are dogging on her. Oh, must be nice. Oh, must be nice for you to just order what you want. I'm in this situation. I'm doing this. And again, that is the situation where in the scenario where that's your goal, is to get to a spot where you can just order something if you want it, but then you are projecting on someone who currently has that reality, there's a lot of stuck energy there. There's a lot of negative energy around that you're creating around the goal that you're working toward. Okay, so we want to notice, and this is a tough one. It hurts the ego a little bit to be like, what are ways that I am projecting? I can tell you that something I used to do, particularly around money, was anytime it was finances related, I'd be like, oh, like if they had money or something, I'd be like, oh, well, I'm sure like they got it handed to them, or, well, yeah, they just got lucky, or yeah, but I'm sure she's like not nice. Like I would literally, like my brain would be like, no, 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 it can't just be good. Like, how can I, you know, knock them down a notch so I feel better about myself? And like looking back, that's so cringe. But I had so much projections around that. And that was actually, again, then became like I had to become very self-reflective as I started to get ahead with money and whatnot, to see how those negative perceptions then came back as I was so fearful of judgment, because I knew I judged other people. So then I would be like, oh my gosh, I'm sure they're judging me. I'm sure they're thinking all of these things about me. And so again, that was something where I really had to work through that of, oh my, why do I say that? Why am I saying that? Why does that make me, you know, feel more comfortable about myself or whatever it is? So we want to notice, that's number four, we want to notice any stuck energy or any projections that we might be having. Number five, get clear on the identity in which you would have if you accomplish that result. Get clear on the identity in which you would have if you had that result. So if I wave my magic wand, beep, 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 and whatever that goal is came true, how would you identify with that goal? Let's say you have a fitness goal and I wave my wand and boom, you have whatever it is that goal is. How would you think of yourself? How would you see yourself? What are all of the different ways you would identify with that goal? Let's say I wave that wand and it was a money goal, and all of a sudden that money was in your account. Right now that money was in your account. There's this perception that we will feel differently when a different result happens, but the truth is you feel the exact same. You have to constantly be working to identify as the person who has that result, because if you don't, then you will get that result but still not feel like it. And then a lot of times, because you don't feel like it, you self-sabotage back to the place that you were, because that's where you feel comfy. You don't feel comfy with that new identity because for so long you hadn't had that identity. So we want to start, which this is number five and then leads into number six. We want to get clear on the identity in which you would have if you had that result. And then number six, we want to start identifying with that result even if you aren't there yet. If your goal is to become a morning person, or your goal is to move up in your career, or your goal is to start investing, I want you to start thinking about yourself as an investor. I want you to start thinking of yourself and identifying with, I'm a morning person. I want you to start thinking and identifying yourself as, this is where I'm at in my career. Even if you aren't there yet, if you start to identify with that's who I am, like that's the goal. Like I feel so comfy there. Like that's where I'm at. It will be like a magnetic force pulling you closer and closer to that goal. And then you're basically practicing, because then once that goal actually happens, you will feel like it has happened. You will feel like, yeah, that's who I am. And that allows for so, so, so much confidence and security in that new era, in that new identity. And I talk about this. I have a podcast episode about this. I also talk about this in my book called Your Money Thermostat. And again, if we do not feel safe and comfortable somewhere, we will find a way to self-sabotage our way back to a place we feel normal, which is why seeing yourself in this way and identifying with this new reality is so important, because we need to train our subconscious of like, no, this is my new landing spot. This is who I am. I'm not just doing these things, but the truth is I'm actually this other person, right? I'm not just like cosplaying this result, but I'm actually this other person, so it's not gonna last. No. This is who I get to be. And that's so, so, so important in this process. Number 7, imagine how you would feel when that actually happens. I want you to imagine your emotions. Who would you call? Who would you text? What would you be excited about? What would you feel like? How would you wake up? How would you act? Like all of those things. Because again, when you can start to truly imagine this as your reality, it helps you get more comfy with the idea of not only believing it's possible, but believing that is to come. Number 8 is that you will trust that you have that desire on your heart for a reason. This is so fulfilling to me. And this is one of my personal beliefs, but I truly believe that the reason we have these goals, dreams, desires on our hearts is so that we go after them, because who we become in the process is how we fulfill our purpose at the higher level. At the highest level, that's how we fulfill our purpose. I truly believe that. And it's so funny because so much of that, again, notice how I said the process. Notice how I didn't say, hey, you can fulfill your highest purpose once you hit that goal. No, it's in the process of reaching for those goals. I truly believe that those goals are placed on our hearts for a reason, and that's what lights us up, and that's what gets us going to be that carrot, if you will, of like, okay, that's where I'm headed, right? That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm growing towards. That's what's coming. So we can go after that. And the person that we become in the process, the challenges, the growth, the insight, the digging deep and keep going, the experiences, that is how we become who we want to become. And it's so wild because, again, the woman I used to dream of becoming when I was 20, I have become her. I mean, truly, if you could read my journals, and maybe someday I should do this, but I pretty much every year around my birthday, I make my birthday list and I write the things I want to do for my birthday. But another thing I usually do, I'm a big, like, as you can tell, like write out my dreams, like all this stuff. But one thing I do quite a bit, usually, I mean, at least once a year, is I'll write out the woman I'm working to become. Who is she? What is she like? How does she spend her time? How does she talk to people? What does she care about? What bothers her? Like all of these things. And it's so funny because when I look at the list, that list of the woman who I wanted to become when I was 20, that was not actually like who I was at that time. I was not really any of those things, but I wanted to become those things. And what is so cool is in a lot of ways, that list of here's who I want to become is basically a description of who I am today. And sure, there are things, and now, like, right, that the targets move. Now there are different things I want to become and different things I want to grow into. But it's so unbelievably gratifying to look back and say, I didn't just end up here. This isn't just like the default of who I was supposed to become. I've worked to become her. And it's so enlightening to see that growth and to see that journey, to see that experience through this whole time. But again, so much of that is I didn't just like wake up and do that. That was who I had to become in the process of going after these goals and these dreams. And so it's so important to trust that this is on your heart for a reason, because when that voice of doubt pops up and says, why are you doing this? This is stupid. Like, you're wasting your time. You won't be able to accomplish this. It's easy to listen to that. But if you have a deeper rooted purpose of like, no, this isn't just about, oh, I have this silly goal. Like, this is internal. Like, this is intuitive. Like, my heart is in this. And I believe that it's deeper than just, oh, I thought of this idea, I wanted to go after it. But it's this true desire that is, you know, grounded in something more. So I'm going to trust that and I'm going to go for it. It's so powerful. And then 8, all that's left is to become her. Become her. Become that version of you that gets to have that result. Become the version of you that enjoys the journey there. Become the version of you that you will continue to grow into as you follow through with this list and you take that next step, and then once you get to that next step, you figure out what the next step is. And then once you get to that next step, you look around and you figure out what that next step is. And the fun part of enjoying the journey is that you're always growing and shifting, and it feels challenging and in some ways hard, but not in a bad way. It feels meaningful, and it feels like redemption almost in being able to prove to yourself that you are capable of going after those dreams. And not only are you capable of going after them, you're capable of achieving them. And that feeling is incredible. That feeling is so wonderful. And it just fuels you to go after that next goal and the next thing. And again, it's not this idea of that it's never enough and like going after the next goal and the next thing and the next thing. It's just about growing. It's just about growing. I think that one of the worst places we can be in is a place of feeling stuck. Because when you feel stuck, it's so crippling. It's so just your energy is stuck. Your dreams are stuck. It just feels complacent. It feels boring a lot of times. Like there isn't that excitement of what's next and what's to come and what you're working for and why you get to be here. And so truly, this is one of my favorite processes that I love walking through. It just reminds me to dream a little bit bigger, to play a little bit bigger, and to enjoy. I've been saying this a lot lately, but again, this just is always resonating with me, but especially recently. We get one life. We get one life to live. And sometimes we forget to live like that. Sometimes, you know, time passes and we say, oh yeah, like, I mean, sure, I'd love to, but like, you know, that's not for me, or, you know, must be nice for them. I could never have that. Why? Why? Right? Maybe if that's what you want, like maybe that's the whole point of this, is that you're supposed to go after it. And along the way, that's how you grow. That's how you learn. That's what this whole thing is for, is just experiencing life and going after those big goals. So that's what I want you to take away from this, is that whatever that goal is, you are capable of achieving it. You are worthy of working toward it. And the journey there gets to be so fun. The better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. I'm so proud of you. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Deeper Than Money podcast.